Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today we have the pleasure to talk to Mr. Barnum, who is the true inventor of Broadway. Of course, we can't call him inventor, but Mr. Barnum, what makes you feel like the true inventor of Broadway?
Before I came, Broadway was just the main street, New York's heart of business and affairs. When I first walked on Broadway, I think I was 16 years old, there was not much to do, only a few theaters, hotels, and restaurants. Almost 10 years later, I came back there, being a traveling showman. And I stood there on Broadway and thought, this place is perfect to build up my Ivy Island.
Ivy Island? Sounds interesting, what's that?
All through my childhood, my family kept telling me that I owned an amazing island called Ivy Island. They gave me the impression that it was wondrous, a land flowing with milk and honey. I was really proud of my land. But when I saw it the first time, the truth flashed upon me. Ivy Island was a worthless bit of barren land. Can you imagine how I felt? I was disappointed, and that was the moment when I knew that I wanted to build up my own Ivy Island someday.
But how did you manage to make Broadway to what it is today?
Well, as a traveling showman, I wanted to make life a sinless carnival. I offered educated dogs, jugglers, gypsies, fat boys, rope dancers, instrumental music, and a lot of other things. But to stick to the truth, the only thing I wanted was action. Broadway became a synonym of release, and with the time, Broadway became an idea.
Well, I think now we know a lot more about Broadway's history and development. Thank you very much, Mr. Barnum.
One last thing. On Broadway, you spin the wheel. Thank you. Bye.